Because people always think, ugh, you're so bougie. It's like, yes, but I'm also a low maintenance kind of bougie. You know what I'm saying? Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. This episode is going to be hard and fast because there's a lot of things to cover. So it is going to be a recap of Father's Day that happened on Sunday and Youth Day that happened on Monday. So not much happened on those particular days. It's just 2 days in one and I need to get this episode up because it's late. Once again, I'm sorry. So let's get straight into it. Sunday was Father's Day and it was a very chilled morning because I had been trying to get an appointment somewhere for a reservation since last week sometime and everything was just fully booked. So I ended up going and calling an old faithful Ocean Basket, and if you've seen my Instagram already, you would have seen the reel. So if you did check it out there already, nice, thank you. But we went to Ocean Basket for Father's Day lunch and we actually called ahead, even though they usually don't take reservations. But we ordered something that they have very limited stock of, which is zakanaki, which is essentially the tube of a calamari stuffed with feta. Now, when I was younger, they used to make this, but it was so flavorful because they used a ricotta cheese and like herbs and onion and all sorts of other things. And they would pipe it into the calamari and then fry it and put the butter sauce over it. Now they just stuff a bit of feta inside, so it's not the exact same. But it is good. So we called ahead and ordered some of those. And then we ate it so fast, I could not get a single picture or video for the reel. But it's okay. It's the memories. I love it. It's fine. So yeah, we had the Ocean Basket, which was really, really nice. And they weren't too busy. So service was excellent as usual. And then afterwards, we went to the Krispy Kremes, which they've become my staple lately. Anytime there's an event or like a limited edition something, I go and get them. I missed the Dubai chocolate donut that they had. It looked exquisite. Lindt's one is really, really good. Highly recommend them. But yeah, we got the 6 pick your own flavored box. And I got the limited edition Father's Day donut with the cream mousse inside. It's like chocolate mousse. It's very creamy. It's delicious. Anything with like a shell and filling, excellent from Krispy Kreme. So that's what we did. And we didn't eat the donuts immediately. We actually took them home. What we did get was Marcel's. And their ice cream was on fire on Sunday. Their flavors were really, really potent. Because fun thing about Marcel's, if you don't know, I love takeaways and especially ice cream. Marcel's ice cream really hits the spot if they make it potent enough. Meaning, is the chocolate chocolatey enough or is it just like a hint of chocolate? So we're always very critical. We know which ones to avoid and we know which ones to go to. Cape Cade's branch, highly recommend. I will, however, say don't sleep on Nando's at Cape Cade because they have an ice cream machine there and their ice cream is so good, so creamy, so delicious. So didn't get it on Sunday, but we did get Marcel's. Then we got some groceries and we went home to chill, have some coffee, eat our donuts and just relax. So it was a very, very chilled Father's Day on Sunday. And then Monday, the public holiday, went even more chilled because I slept late, I got up late, I had breakfast, and then I kind of just got a couple of admin things done, which is really super boring, but I think Youth Day is a reminder of what you loved in your youth, and if you are fortunate enough to be able to do those kinds of things, do it. I always say, you don't have to celebrate the day on the day, meaning you can celebrate Youth Day on your own in another way whenever you feel like it. So for me, I definitely enjoyed Youth Day on the day, but I did something that was a real throwback. So ETV, I think it's the E-Movies or the E-Movies Extra, one of those channels was playing White Chicks. So if you don't know, White Chicks is probably one of my most favorite movies ever on earth. And Sunday night, I caught literally the last 4 minutes of the movie. And I'm like, oh, I missed it. And then Monday comes along and I'm scrolling through the TV guide. And what do you know? White Chicks is coming on. So I got some admin things done. And then I decided to make an enjoyable time of it. So what I did was, I had previously bought Smarties that I was going to use to bake with. Changed my mind. I took the Smarties, threw it in a little bowl, put some nuts next to it, and then made me a bowl of popcorn. So I had a couple of sweet treats and a savory treat. And then my mom made me some coffee and I still had my donut. So I literally just sat eating, chilling, watching White Chicks, laughing my head off for Youth Day. So that was my day. The evening was chill as well. I don't think we really went out for the day. I stayed in. Other people went out. I'm like, not on a public holiday. For young people. No, thank you. So yeah, I did want to plan something with my nieces who are both over 18. Just don't think they're small children. But yeah, they're grown, which is nice. So we can always go do things without having to like, oh, you've got school tomorrow, or oh, you need to be in at a certain time. Like, there's curfews, but like, they're safe with me, kind of a disclaimer. But yeah, it's really nice to be able to enjoy these holidays without having to make it Instagram worthy or do something like that. Just sitting, chilling, having popcorn, watching a movie is fun. And just adding those extra elements made it so much better for me. Because people always think, oh, you're so bougie. It's like, yes, but I'm also a low maintenance kind of bougie. You know what I'm saying? So that was me. That was my public holiday. That was the Father's Day. It was chilled. And I think we've definitely toned down big extravagant events. Like, doing small things is nice. And I mean, Mother's Day as well last month, it was chilled. We got takeaways, we sat down, we got a whole bunch of things done. And granted, I was sick at the time, but looking back, like, it was such a nice thing to just get to do you for the day, but also celebrate someone else, but also not have to overthink. Because my mom wanted a big lunch and I'm like, is that what Pa wants? Because like, it's his day. Let the man decide, you know? So that's what we did. And that's that. So yeah, that's all I have to say. I hope you had a good day, a good public holiday, a good weekend. And that the public holiday didn't throw out your work week too much, because people forget that happens. So I hope you have had a good week. This is probably going to go up on Friday. So I'm apologizing once again for the lateness. But as I always say, because I'm taking these words to heart, because even I am trying to be a better being and do a bit more, get things done, and just be instead of do, because we're human beings. So that's my two cents. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.